Going to be a great day in McCook coming up on Sunday, the 19th. This was a scheduled event once again this past weekend. But, of course, Mother Nature had some other things to say about that. The George Norris Day event. I am pleased to talk once again, Brock, and also with Alan with the Nebraska State Historical Society. Guys, first of all, thank you so much for doing this. For a man that's talking about George Norris in the state of Nebraska, guys, wow. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that, does it?
Absolutely not. And thanks for having us on. We appreciate the opportunity.
Now, again, for folks that are going to attend this coming up on the 19th, the background of George Norris Day, how did this all come about, guys, on establishing George Norris Day?
So, yeah, George Norris Day is a day of remembrance of Nebraska's U.S. Senator George Norris, who is one of the most influential political leaders in American history. So, I mean, this is an individual that led to the creation of the Nebraska unicameral in 1937, and has a whole swath of different political bills that really built this character that we know, who is George Norris in McCook, Nebraska.
No question. Big name around the McCook area. On this date, on Sunday, January 19th, guys, the reschedule event, what do you got planned at the Museum of the High Plains on that day?
So, yeah, this is a sponsored event between the Norris Institute, the Nebraska State Historical Society, and the Museum of the High Plains. We've got Dr. Peter Longo, who's a professor of political science at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, and he's going to be presenting his topic, George Norris, Revisiting Nonpartisan Politics. So the program will specifically review the major enduring contributions of George Norris with special consideration of revisiting nonpartisan possibilities.
So we invite folks who know a little bit about the history of George Norris, or maybe are new to the area, new to Nebraska, and know nothing about George Norris. Come on by. You're gonna hear from this gentleman here, Dr. Longo, guys, that really is going to give a great presentation, isn't he?
Absolutely. And again, that's Sunday, January 19th at 1 p.m.
Looking forward to that. As far as the Nebraska State Historical Society, talk a little bit about that, if you could. You have some big events all around the state, I take it. And tell us a little bit more about how they can get more information on the State Historical Society.
So, yeah, we have a lot of historic sites across the state of Nebraska. So the Senator George Norris House that we have there in McCook is just one of many. So we have the Chimney Rock and the Chimney Rock Ethel and Christopher J. Visitor Center and Museum. We also have a collection of buildings at the Fort Robinson Historic Site, State Historic Park. We've got the museum and the Northwest Panhandle there. We also have the Neely Mill in Neely, Nebraska, in the north central part of our state. We also have the John G. Neihardt Center in Bancroft. And then, of course, we have the Nebraska History Museum in Lincoln. We have the Gerald R. Ford Conservation Center in Omaha. We're really an active organization that is seeking to preserve and share that history across the state of Nebraska. And additionally, we have 600 historical markers around the state to share that history as well.
So do you have days like you're doing for the Norris George Norris Day, out in Omaha, Lincoln, the Chimney Rock, go out to Scott's Bluff? Do you have certain days during the year you go out there and do presentations like this too?
Absolutely, yeah. It's all based around historical events or historical moments or historical people that happen to be at those various sites. So, like, for example, we have the Neely Mill. That's a community that has a specific week. That's the Neely Mill Days. That's based around our historic site there. So We have something about that at every one of the sites that we have. Chimney Rock is Chimney Rock Days. John G. Neihardt has his own day, I believe, in like September. So there's a lot of opportunity that we have in recognizing these historic sites all across the state of Nebraska.
As far as folks can do a little research, websites, social media, do you have places where folks can look up more on what the Nebraska State Historical Society is all about?
Alan, I might turn that over to you.
Yeah, you can do that, Rich, if you go to www.historynebraska.gov. So history.nebraska.gov. That'll take you to Nebraska State Historical Society website, which will have more information and, you know, details about all seven of our sites. Just a lot of information if you're interested and history in Nebraska. You know, we want to share it with you, and the website is a great place to start.
Well, George Norris, and like we said earlier, guys, you know, one of the big names in McCook history, if not the biggest name in McCook history, and it was involved in so many things back in his day, wasn't he?
Absolutely. He sponsored a lot of bills, like the Rural Electrification Act, the Tennessee Valley Authority. He has a career over 40 years that is really just phenomenal for what he was able to accomplish.
1 o'clock, Sunday, January 19th, guys. I take it this is a free event?
Absolutely, yes.
Free event. So come on out to the Museum of the High Plains or on Norris Avenue, and you don't want to miss this. Guys, did we miss anything else? I'm just kind of going on the notes that Alan sent me that from you, Brock. Anything else as far as this big day folks should know about?
The only thing I could ever think of to add in there would be we have a new site manager at the Norris House. His name is Harold Callahan, and he's just started, and he's eager to have people come visit him and the site and continuing the great work that we do as the Nebraska State Historical Society.